This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 11:48 and a half, down 21 and a half on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, we see that May wheat opened at 10:88, down 17 on the open. July opened at 10:48, down 20 and a half. December, 10:60, down 25. July of next year, 9:71, down 30 on the open. March corn opened at 5:24, down 9 and a half on the open. May, 5:33, down 14 and a quarter. July, 5:45 and a half, down 13 and a half. September, 5:46 and a half, down 12 and a half. December, 5:44, down 15 and a quarter. March, 5:56, down 10. May, 5:58 and a half, down 13 and a half. July, 5:60 and a half, down 14. And December of 2009, opened at 5:24 and a half. Down 11 and a quarter on the open. March beans opened at 13:36, down 5 on the open. May, 13:58 and 3 quarters, down 50. July, 13:71, down 50. August, 13:60, down 50. November, 12:66 and a half, down 45. January of next year, 12:70, down 49 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 3:38, down $1 on the open. May, 3:42.50, down 7.80. March soybean oil opened at 59.25, down 100 on the open. May, 61.33, down 200. CME livestock, March feeders open at 185, up 25 on the open. April live cattle open at 90.40, down 12.5 on the open. April lean hogs open at 57.70, down 15 on the open. May bellies open at 82.50, down 155 on the open.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Audio from the 2008 All-Day Agricultural Outlook meeting is now available on our website, willag.org. Click on the link in the right navigational panel. The meeting was made possible by the Andersons Cargill and the Archer Daniels Midland Company. Be sure to join us this evening for another one of our free AM 580 Agricultural Outlook panels. We'll be at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium and the meeting getting underway at 7 o'clock. Panelists for the meeting include Sue Martin of Ag and Investment Services out of Webster City, Iowa, Chuck Shelby from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, as well as Greg Johnson from the Andersons here in Champaign, Illinois. That's this evening at 7 o'clock at the Champaign County Farm Bureau Auditorium. There is no fee to come to the meeting and no registration is required. Bring your agricultural questions and we hope to see you there. On the phone now, though, to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is the senior market analyst there out of Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, there's a lot to talk about today. After the power from the beans to the downside, we saw follow through overnight and then follow through again this morning. What does it all mean?
Well, we're in a correction mode, meltdown, liquidation phase. Currently, there's quite a bit of selling interest, especially in the beans. In the electronic trade, there's about 33,000 May beans offered limit down, about 17,000 the July beans limit down. About 1,700 contracts for sale in the November beans. In the oil, there's about 9,000 in the May and about 5,000 in the July oil contracts offered limit down. And I imagine we'll probably see those particular markets limit down for a good chunk of the day. We'll see how the back end of the day comes in and go from there. But basically we're seeing some sell programs start to kick in here as the market has trended lower. We ought to probably see the market retrace the big move we've seen clear back from last August. Short term in here, if you look at the synthetics currently project beans to probably trade another 10 to 12 cents lower than where we're currently at, Dave.
Does this mean that tomorrow's WASD reports become sort of just background information in terms of what's going on with this speculative long liquidation phase?
Well, you know, it's nice to talk fundamentals to give an individual or whatever some price direction, but I don't know if fundamentals would really mattered here in the last 2 or 3 months anyway. When you look at raw fundamentals, it suggests the market is probably priced a little too high. But tomorrow, though, we ought to see just a little tighter bean number, for say. Ideas are we could tighten up the ending stocks a little bit on beans and maybe just a little bit on corn. So fundamentally speaking, it ought to be a little bit supportive. But when you got sort of a head-for-the-hills mental attitude right at the moment, it's going to be hard for that to materialize. Probably what's more fundamentally important than anything and should have price effect on the marketplace will be the acreage report here at the end of the month.
You brought up a potential in the beans for a move back down toward last August's where we began this this uptrend, and that was at 829.5. It seems like eons ago, and it was eons ago from a market standpoint. But let me ask you this: if we're going to get there, do you have a sense of the time frame for it?
Well, the way we're going right now, it's just a matter of a few days. These breaks are usually fast and furious, and that's what we're seeing. But, yeah, you basically take the August low and the high we made here last week, and you just measure back down. You could probably use the most popular retracement levels, the Fibonacci numbers, 38%, 50%, then 61.8% back down. Just halfway back down, and the beans suggest these November beans could probably break back down to this 1150 area, which would be another $1.10 lower from where we're at right at the moment.
And if we get there, then by that point, we're probably sitting at or on the 100-day moving average. Do you think that beans might take a pause, a stand in any of these Fibonacci places?
Well, that's a good question. I would think, if a guy is technically inclined, which most of the firms are, that you would look for these points, especially if you're one wanting to buy, establish a long, or if you're short looking for a spot to take some profit. Those are key levels to watch over time. The concern fundamentally is, though, is that we're seeing harvest activity pick up in the southern hemisphere. And also fundamentally here at the end of the month, we could probably see a hefty bean acreage estimate on the USDA Planting Intentions Report.
Turn your attention then to the corn, please.
Well, sort of a follower here. If beans weren't down so hard, corn could probably do its own thing. Fundamentally, we're seeing China back out of the world corn export market, and that's why we've seen huge sales to the Asian market. It looks like we've captured that market here for the short term. So if any Asian country needs corn, it looks like the U.S. is probably the best source at the moment here. And also, too, fundamentally, we're picking up probably less acres than the trade's looking at on the crop report on acreage here at the end of the month. So that should be a supportive influence as we go into the end of the month. But here at 10 o'clock, the shipments is the key to watch. We've got huge sales on the books. Wheat inspections are expected to be anywhere from 15 to 20 million bushels, corn anywhere from 40 to 45 million bushels, and the beans anywhere from 15 to 20 million bushels.
Thank you very much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Current tick, March wheat in Kansas City. Now, no, not trading yet, but the July at 11:04, down 26 at the Chicago Board of Trade. March wheat 10.92.5 down 21.5. July 10.46 down 22.5. March corn 5.22 down 11.5. December 5.47.5 down 11.75. March beans 13.32 down 9. November 12.61.5 down 50. March soybean meal 331.30 down 770. The May is down 1080. March soybean oil 60.35 up 10. May 61.33 limit down $2. Mike Sola tells us today's two-state forecast looks like this. In northern Illinois and northeastern Indiana, mostly cloudy with a few flurries this morning, then becoming partly to mostly sunny. In the far south, cloudy with widely scattered showers, then becoming partly sunny. Elsewhere, partly to mostly sunny and highs of 30 to 50 degrees. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois.